KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have clear to partly cloudy skies, 61 degrees in Atlantic. We look for some areas of fog this morning. That should be burning off pretty quickly in areas where it's still around. And we expect partly to mostly sunny skies, a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The 2017 Cass County Fair King and Queen Contest took place last night at the Cass County Fairgrounds here in Atlantic. 11 candidates competed for the title of Queen, and 8 candidates vied for King. Mariah Murphy, daughter of Doug and Christy Murphy, was crowned the 2017 Cass County Fair Queen. Mariah is a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club and the CAM FFA. Paige Henderson, daughter of Mike and Beth Henderson, was named Princess. She's a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club as well. Miss Congeniality was awarded to Sydney Steffen, the daughter of Andy and Jody Steffen. Riley Smith, the son of Don and Amy Smith, was crowned the 2017 Cass County Fair King. Riley is a member of the Griswold Clubsters 4-H Club and Griswold FFA. Cody McCready, the son of Marty and Shelby McCready, was named Prince. He's a member of the Cass County Rams and Atlantic FFA. Mr. Congeniality was awarded to Eric Plagman, son of Mike and Christy Plagman. He's a member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club and CAM FFA. And the night got started with a Little Miss and Little Mister contest, which had 16 Miss contests and contestants and 5 Mister contestants. After introductions, the winner for each title was drawn from a bowl, and Leah Ohms was named Little Miss, and Cooper Anderson was named Little Mister. Dennis and Karen Othout were honored at this year's Cass County 4-H Fair, that is, as a 4-H Hall of Fame inductees, and the Benton Franklin 4-H Club was honored as the Banner Club of the Year. And they'll receive special seating at the Bull Ride event on Friday night, tonight, that is. The Senior Recognition Awards were also handed out before the crowning of the King and Queen. The Cass County Fair continues its week-long run in Atlantic today. An opportunity for you to receive a coupon for free ice cream is available for to persons who purchase a lunch or supper-plated meal at the 4-H food stand. The coupon is courtesy of the First Whitney Bank in celebration of their 110th anniversary. Other activities today include from 8 to 10 a.m. will be the beef weigh-in. At 9 o'clock, the rabbit and horse shows. At 10 o'clock, the 4-H exhibits will open on the fairgrounds. Doyle Chainsaw Artistry takes place from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. and then again from 3 until 5 today. At noon, there's the dog show at the Cass County Fair. 3:30, the Clover Kids Animal Show. At 5:30, it'll be Share the Fun. 6:30, Button Busting. And 8 o'clock, the Bull Ride. The free Cass County Fair continues through the livestock sale Tuesday morning. Officials of the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Atlantic man was arrested Thursday on an Atlantic Police Department warrant for sexual abuse in the third degree. 29-year-old Ryan Charles Jewell was brought to the jail from the Clarinda Corrections pending a hearing and will be taken back to Clarinda Corrections after the hearing. And 25-year-old Morgan Barbara Dvorak of Atlantic turned herself in at the Cass County Jail Wednesday on a district court warrant for probation violation. Dvorak was booked and then released on a $2,000 bond. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson said yesterday that 19-year-old Jerry Carr III of Atlantic was arrested Wednesday on a Cass County warrant. Carr was taken into custody for probation violation and booked into the Cass County Jail. Cass County Sheriff's Office said there were 3 accidents that occurred over the past week. At around 3:30 a.m. Sunday, deputies responded to a report of a single vehicle accident on Interstate 80 at mile marker 60. Officials said a 2005 Chevy Impala owned and driven by 31-year-old Tanner Andrew Peterson of Des Moines was eastbound on the interstate when the car went out of control, crossed the median, crossed westbound traffic, and then entered the north ditch. Peterson was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac ambulance. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,500. Peterson was subsequently cited into court for possession of marijuana first offense. The incident remains under investigation. At around 4:15 a.m. Monday, Cass County deputies responded to a report of an accident involving a car and a horse on Highway 48. Authorities say a 2003 Ford F-150 pickup owned and driven by 43-year-old Christopher Michael Miller of Griswold was northbound on Highway 48 when the vehicle struck a large horse on the roadway. Miller wasn't hurt, but the horse died at the scene. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $7,000. And on Tuesday, a 2-vehicle accident happened just after noon at the intersection of Main and Mills Streets in Griswold. Officials say a 2010 Chevy Silverado owned and driven by a 56-year-old Gene Schmeling of Atlantic was westbound on Main Street when a 1995 Ford F-150 pickup owned and driven by 51-year-old Anita Marie Riley of Griswold pulled away from a stop sign on Mill Street and in front of Schmeling's vehicle, causing the collision. No injuries were reported. Damage from to the Schmeling vehicle was estimated at $1,000. Riley's vehicle sustained about $1,500 damage, and Riley was cited for failure to yield. In the funeral announcements, Alma Hoyce, age 97 of Audubon, died July 21st at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Alma Hoyce will be today at 10:30 at the Faith Community Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Barbara Lee Bobby Morse, age 79 of Oakland, died July 7th in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Bobby Morse will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Lyle Sheets, age 75 of Audubon, died July 22nd at Atlantic Specialty Care. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Lyle Sheets will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Maple Grove Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Dolores Doonan, age 87 of Exira, died Sunday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Dolores Doonan will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Wilma Sorensen, age 82 of Audubon and formerly of Harlan, died April 4th. A Celebration of Life open house for Wilma Sorensen will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Church of Christ in Harlan, with Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of arrangements. Evelyn Sheeler, age 88, formerly of Bridgewater, died July 21st in Missouri. Graveside services for Evelyn Sheeler will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Garner Cemetery in rural Bridgewater. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. Gerald Martin, age 94 of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Gerald Martin will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Holy Trinity Catholic Church in Exira. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has arrangements. Chester Town, age 77 of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Services for Chester Town are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.